Take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are joined by Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. And Brad, what a day in the markets. I mean, what a wild ride for the wheat today.
Yeah, it probably was a long time coming here, too. We see a big rally today as the funds start to cover their huge short position, especially in Chicago wheat. We got escalating Russia-Ukraine war along with the Iran war escalating. It's rumored that or talked about that Ukraine might have hit as many as 200 ships in the Sea of Azov and hit some grain unloading facilities in Russia. Russia said they're going to do the same to them. And since the war started 4 years ago, that was kind of a gentleman's agreement that they would leave each other's grain facilities and infrastructure alone, but evidently that has stopped. We did see Ukraine getting drones well into Russia, hitting refineries the last couple months. So it's a big deal. If those facilities are shut down for any long time, we got harvesters starting over there. And a lot of those countries that were going to import grain from Russia, Ukraine are going to have to look elsewhere. And, you know, we did have a bullish crop report there last Friday that kind of set the tone, particularly for wheat and corn. And then we had a NOPA soybean crush report today that said the crush was pretty good, but soybean oil was 100 million bushels below, 100 million pounds below the average guess in the soy oil stock. So we got soy oil, good demand for soy oil and soybeans still. So kind of a bullish day all the way around in the grains.
And you switch over and take a look at the livestock markets, and we continue that trend here, Brad, where we're seeing the cattle numbers continuing to be lower here.
Yeah, it's the 12th to 13th day down in this cattle market, but you know, last week the cash market ended up dollars lower, down at 237. Yesterday was a report in the cash on the cash market. And they're just, we're in kind of the dog days of summer. Beef demand has slowed down. We got a lot of, very large cattle in the feedlots. We put, some of them up to 1,800 pounds that got to be moved in this hot weather. So the packers are kind of gaining some leverage back over the feedlot guys here as we go forward. And also, imports are still up. We did sell a record amount of corn through Mexico here the last 6-8 months. And, they're finishing those cattle. They couldn't bring across the border into the U.S. to finish. So there's going to be, plenty of meat around here for a while. But we are oversold and probably a little overdone to the downside for right now.
Analysis from Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. That's a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.